Hey friends, here you are at the last episode of chapter 9 of the book of James, or excuse me, James for You by Sam Alberry. And we're reading in the book of James in chapter 5, verses 7 through 12. And so as I was finishing up yesterday, I was moving into what I consider to be the cherry on top of this week. Verse 12, above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear either by heaven or earth or with any other oath, but let your yes mean yes and your no mean no, so that you won't fall under judgment. And I was talking about how as a child, I just thought you could not say the words, I swear. That meant you were like going to hell. It was horrible if you did that. But that's not what this means. David Gudzik, he is a great pastor in the Calvary Chapel movement. He does a lot of commentary called Enduring Word. And in there he says, the need to swear or make oaths beyond a simple and clear yes or no betrays the weakness of one's word. It demonstrates that there is not enough weight in one's own character to confirm their words. This lack of character will be exposed at the judgment seat of Christ. This motivates us all the more to prepare for the judgment by our speaking with integrity. So saying things like, you know, you remember saying, or people said as they were children, like, I swear by my grandmama's grave, or, you know, I swear in whichever way they're saying. And that really just shows that you're not trustworthy. Just say what you mean. And you don't have to put any type of collateral behind that word if you are confident in who you are in Christ. You know, when you live a life in Christ, it's just a habit of yours to tell the truth. I recognize in myself over time, like if I'm saying something super basic and I say that I went to bed at 8:30 and then I realize, wait, no, I didn't. I actually was more like 9:30. Then I'll find myself like, oh, I need to make that right. Because the Lord has shown me over time that it's just best to say what's true. Now, of course, we can get into semantics. Nobody really cares if I went to bed at 8:30 or 9:30, but I'm just using that as an example to say, you know, when you're living a life in Christ, you want what is true, what is good, what is right, and you don't ever want to misrepresent that. And so it drives you to a deeper place of saying what is right, into a place of integrity. So, like I'm saying, in other words, based on the confidence in Jesus Christ, confidence in His finished work, and how He is altogether lovely, and how He is completely trustworthy. We don't have to bind ourselves to some random oath or some random thing that has no value as far as your integrity goes. If we truly have Jesus as our Savior, then we become trustworthy based on His faithfulness. Once more, God is relieving us of the responsibility that was never ours. Do you recognize that? God didn't call you to bear the burden bear the burden of oath. He took that on Himself. And so as we speak confidently in Him, our word is good. So, I have in my notes to talk about the sin of pride and unforgiveness. This ties in because I believe in this world that we live in, where we're swearing by everything and where we're trying to prove so much. It's based on a lot of our pride and our unforgiveness of ourselves and of other people. I guess I just felt like I wanted to tie this in and challenge us to realize that that we don't have to suffer under the weight of unforgiveness. We don't have to suffer under the weight of any sin because God has carried it all through Jesus Christ. I had this instance last week where where I woke up and I knew that my heart was, I was living in unforgiveness. There's some basic things that were wrong with me. I didn't feel good based off the surgery that I had several weeks ago. I'm still dealing with just some effects of that. And then I recognize that I'm a girl and there's just some things that don't feel good sometimes. So I thought, okay, that what's wrong with me is something I need to deal with holistically. And then I went about trying to fix that. And I realized that really it was my heart that had moved away from the Lord, and that I wasn't really pleased with some things that I had said in some interactions. And I knew He wasn't pleased with that. And so my heart just began to scramble. And I recognized that I needed to speak the truth. I needed to do some very specific things to make sure that my word was full of integrity. It was full of the love of Christ. I needed to make sure that the Lord heard my cry for forgiveness, but also saw my action of repentance, so that I could experience freedom in Him. But I recognize something here. There's so many times when we're living in pride, we're living in unforgiveness, we're living in such a way that we have no patience, and we really believe that every single thing is suffering, and we actually create sickness within our bodies. I don't think we understand how sin is so evil. Every bit of sin is so evil that it will take our flawed human bodies. What makes us think that our bodies can stand against evil and fight evil, and that it never will corrupt us in a very physical way? And it's just the truth. And that's what it was doing to me. And I had to step back and praise the Lord for that suffering. And then also I had to work out of that suffering, because it had created a sickness in my body. It wasn't just going to go away overnight. Now, I did experience peace when I confessed and when I worked to make that right. But the physical consequence of my sin was going to go on a little longer. And so I needed to have patience in that suffering. I needed, as I moved from sin and back into that place of righteousness in Christ, there was going to have to be some work and some suffering to be done. So I want to encourage you to realize how important it is, as you go through the everyday garbage that is this world, keep pressing forward. Don't grow weary in doing good, and make sure, even if you do, you know, flounder, mess up, whatever, if you move into sin, there is this beautiful point where consequence, the suffering through consequence, has so much value, because it's something you won't ever do again, because you know that the Lord has allowed you that, just so you won't be hurt again. He wants to protect you. It's just like a kid burning their hand on the stove. They know better then, and they're not going back there. And then they're grateful for the love that's given from their mama or their daddy, and the comfort as they go through the consequence of touching that stove. It's the same idea. So here, anyways, I'm going to finish here with a Spurgeon quote, C.S. Spurgeon. It says, "When God shall give you a rich return for all you have done for Him, you will blush to think that you ever doubted. You will be ashamed to think that you ever grew weary in His service. You shall have your reward, not tomorrow, so wait. Not the next day, perhaps, so be patient. You may be full of doubts one day. Your joy sinks low. It may be rough, windy weather with you in your spirit. You may even doubt whether you are the Lord's. But if you have rested in the name of Jesus, if by the grace of God you are what you are, if He is all your salvation and all your desire, have patience. Have patience, for the reward will surely come in God's good time." Oh, brothers and sisters, I pray that you are challenged to have patience in God's great creation. Yes, He has allowed suffering. And yes, there's some suffering we do not understand. Some of it is completely by our own hand. But whatever it is, there is not one thing that has hit your lap that hasn't come through the fingers of God. And there's not one thing that Satan can do that God didn't already approve, because every single bit of that He is going to use for His glory and of course, always your blessing. We are always blessed when God is glorified. All right, sweet friends, what a great week. I'm looking forward to next week, our final week of James for You. And this is a place where we're going to be talking about praying, not just any kind of praying, but the effective, fervent, righteous prayer and what that does. God bless you, friends. Talk to you soon.